Welcome back to the tea and happy birth week.
Thanks.
To Annabeth.
Thank
it's
you.
Your week of birth.
I know. It is.
And how do you feel about that? Not to go therapist on you.
I feel fine about it. I feel just a busy week, another week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as you should feel fine about it.
Yeah.
As you should.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not one of those people that's like scared of getting older. I think I was at one point. I think we all go through that like phase. But we've talked about this before. It's like the older I get, the more I feel like that's more correct for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so like I really feel like I probably should be turning 30. But I'm only going to be 29.
Wow. So, such a young buck. Like,
I know.
How old are we, 29 again?
Really?
No. Here's the thing for me. I feel like whenever I turned 30, loved it, like so excited, mm-hmm. just kind of like really was so pumped to go into that next decade.
Yeah.
But like it, then you don't stop at 30. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's kind of been like a hard pill for me to swallow. Is that like,
it keeps going.
31, 32. Yeah.
The numbers just keep adding.
Yeah. And it just, and then you're like, okay, oh, like it's not stopping. And what an honor.
What an honor.
And privilege.
Privilege.
But that for me has kind of been the harder thing of like, 30 was awesome.
Yeah.
31. When we got to 32, I was like, wait, it kind of still feels like I'm 30.
Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah.
I think that like being in your 20s is so weird. Like the, is it, I guess technically 10 years? Numbers are hard.
Yes, Annabeth.
No, no.
20 to 30. 20. It's 10 years, baby. It's a decade.
It is, yeah. Numbers, well, I'm like thinking, I'm thinking of like 20 to 29 and then 30. But yes, if you count 20, it is 10 years.
Okay, how are you the prodigy? I'm confused. I'm so confused.
Okay, so,
okay.
The 10 years that you're in your 20s, it's like you go from being a literal child.
Yeah.
To like.
Not.
You don't know what's happening. Like they're just, it's such a big transition in the, from 20 to 29. Like, so many things like married, kids, like moved houses 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm kind of excited to be, I mean, I'm still in my 20s.
You got one more year.
I have one more year.
Soak it
but
up.
I am excited to be in like a new decade of like, and I'm sure when I look back when I'm 40 and I look back at my 30s, I'll be mm-hmm. like, oh wow, so much happened.
Yes.
But I just feel like you're so much more established because, mm-hmm. well, not everybody, but a lot of people, they're married and maybe they have a child or two.
Yeah.
At that point when they're 30 and they're more like established in their career and different things. Whereas like in your 20s, you go from
0 to 60.
0 to 60. And it's like a really crazy time.
Mm-hmm. I know some people are like, and I think it is true even if you're married, but I know like people that are single will say, you know, I used my 20s, like that time I was really finding myself. And I think that's true also as a married person.
Yeah.
But sometimes you're doing that together.
Yes.
Like I would definitely feel like we were just talking about this the other day, Caleb and I were, about how I'm so different than when we met mm-hmm. 14 years ago.
Yeah.
And as I should be.
Yeah.
And some of those things are maybe worse. Like they're maybe, because when you're young and you're naive and you're kind of like ignorant of things, and then you kind of get wiser and wiser and wiser in those things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Am I?
No, no.
I answer well right now.
No, I understand what you're saying.
But yeah, no, I love my 30s.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It's definitely.
Which, not that I'm like trying to rush to get there, but
yes.
I'm like, I'm also say I'm not one of those people that's like, oh my gosh, I'm so scared of being 30.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially like my children, they kept being like, you're almost 30. Which, mm-hmm. by the way, I'm the youngest of their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I remind them that every day.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care. I don't care to be 30.
Yeah. And, you know, I think about this often, about, like, you know, not realizing how young our parents, for whatever reason, my parents, because they were, but they seemed so old. You know, if this makes any sense.
When we, like, were young?
Yeah, obviously, because they were. But, like,
yeah, they were so young.
They just didn't seem hip.
Yeah.
They didn't seem like,
yeah,
whatever.
They really were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
And I'm like, the fact that, like, you know, your kids can look at you and be like, ooh.
But I know.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
You're so hip. You're so with
I'm
it.
I'm so cool. I'm so fresh.
You are her.
Her. I.
Period.
No, I know.
I know. It's just why. It's just, but I've thought about it before of, like, when I was a kid, I was like, ooh, my parents are not, like,
yeah,
cool. Or, like, they don't
They
know.
Don't understand.
Yeah. And, like, I'm so much cooler than them.
Yeah. I think a lot of that comes as you get older, realizing that your parents are people.
Uh-huh.
And, like, because when you're little, you don't think of your parents as being people. They're your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you grow up and realize, oh, they're just people too.
Yeah.
And
that also had parents. That also, they had their own experience.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I know.
But mom and dad are really the reason why I'm not scared to get older.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just, like,
yeah,
make it look so much fun.
So much fun.
So much fun to get older. So I'm like,
like, who doesn't want to be teens and deans?
I want to be them.
Exactly.
So I have no fear of aging, which I think is helpful when it's your birthday. Because I'm just excited to get older. I'm excited to get wiser. I'm excited to grow and learn.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 28 was a big year.
It was.
She's in therapy. I was actually, me and Jake were watching a video because I made, like, little known fact about me. I made a lot of videos of myself just, like, talking last year, like, okay, just by myself.
Yeah.
And
like, so, a diary?
Kind of okay, like a diary. So I was watching,
I told you to do this.
I didn't watch them back, but one came up on my memories now. And so I was watching it,
mm-hmm,
and I was like, wow, she grew, she went to therapy.
Yeah.
And, like, look at you go.
Exactly.
Yeah. I did shed a tear for her, though, because she was very sad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a wild year. I mean, it was a growing year. She mm-hmm grew. And 29 is going to be so fun.
Yeah. And, by the way, you can still keep growing and it just...
Yes.
And it not have to be, you know, 28-year-old circumstances.
You don't have to have a psychotic break.
Yeah.
To grow.
Exactly. It helps.
No, yeah, it does. No, it does.
Yeah.
But you know what? It all goes back to Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
In that.
It always comes back to Taylor.
It always goes back to Taylor Swift. And just, like, we didn't get to talk about it in our recap last week.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you, Amy. When she talks about, I don't know what the exact line is, so don't, like, roast me.
Yeah.
But it was like, there wouldn't have been this if there hadn't been you.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Jake were, like, just meditating on that the other night,
mm-hmm,
as we looked at, like, our beautiful property and our beautiful house being built. And I said to Jake, I said, you know what? There wouldn't be this if there hadn't been that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, what a blessing.
Yeah.
And I love that for
and
me.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, not to, like, harp on 28 at a glance.
Yeah, for you. 28 at a glance.
But, and also not to make it about me. I would love to give my take.
Give me your take.
On your 28 at a glance.
Okay.
I remember us talking about, like, why was, like, this happening to you?
Mm-hmm.
And why would, like, God do this?
Yeah.
And why would it be this way?
Yeah.
And, like, why you? And, like, all of these things. And I remember us having this conversation and just having to really hold on to the hope that like it will reveal itself in its own time. And I think that like it still will continue. But like I really do think that like with your house and everything like that, I think that that is one like tangible thing to look at and know that was a thing. But just like walking alongside of you this past year, I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
In like a really weird way. Like I'm really glad that 28 happened, obviously, the way that it did. And I know that you would have taken it back because it happened to you and it was your real experience.
Yeah.
But like to be on this side of things now.
Yeah. You know, no, yeah, I wouldn't take it back. Which is wild. Like, I hate how hard it was. And like, truthfully, like, I wouldn't wish it on literally anybody to like go through such a very difficult time. But standing on the other side of it now, which, and I don't want to like say that and minimize how hard it was, because people just listening to this don't really like, people who don't really know just don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like how hard it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know how sometimes when like things are over, you're like, well, that really wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not the case. Like, it really was that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it
really was that bad. So, like, I never want to minimize my experience, but I wouldn't take it back either, because I really do think that, like, God is going to use that to, like, propel me into the next thing. And, like, I have grown a lot and, like, matured a lot in that through my experience. And it pushed me like out of my comfort zone to do things that like I wouldn't have done. You know, and like you said, with the house is like a tangible thing, and it really is, but it's like such a metaphor,
mm-hmm.
just for, you know, how it like changed my whole life. And there was a like a massive time of grieving for like the person that was before, but the more that there came a point when I quit I stopped trying to be that person, mm-hmm. and that was like really freeing, mm-hmm. like when I like woke up one day and was like, I am trying so hard to be the same person I was before, but like I'm never gonna be able to be that person again,
mm-hmm.
and so like every day that I woke up trying to be that person like was just hard. And when I like finally let go of that person and became comfortable into being like a new person and knowing that that was okay, that was really good.
Yeah.
And anyway, I just feel like there's still so much like growth, and there's still like so much work to be done, but I wouldn't change anything that happened, because it's going to make me so much better,
mm-hmm.
in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 28 at a glance.
28 at a glance. Congratulations.
Thank you. Congrats, grads. Thank you.
So happy we're here.
Thank you. And I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. Well, let's move on.
Yeah. Moving on.
Moving on.
Moving on. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. Today's not my birthday.
Yeah, I was going to sing to you. I was going to get us some birthday hats. I was at the DG last night. I had to,
I'm glad you did it.
I had to take a package over there. Anyways, and yeah, there is nothing like more uncomfortable than knowing that you look like a crackhead. So me, I looked like a crackhead. And like, you're in the Dollar General,
mm-hmm.
out of all places. And you see someone that, like, you don't know them, but, like, you know that, like, you're on Facebook.
Yeah.
But, like,
they definitely know you.
And, like, they actually probably know you more.
Yeah.
But, like, I didn't say anything. I didn't, like.
Yeah.
I didn't, like, I didn't like say hey, but like I know that like we saw they mostly I know they saw me looking like a crackhead.
Yeah.
And that just made me feel really uncomfortable. And I hate that feeling. Like if I'm gonna be seen, like I kind of it's okay, but like I don't mind looking bad. I just looked really bad.
Oh, you just smoked meth.
Yeah.
We need to bleep that out.
Yeah, let's not leave that in. No, I just I didn't look my best.
Yeah, you didn't look your best.
That's for sure.
I am very comfortable not looking my best in public. Like honestly too comfortable.
Yeah, I mean like earlier in the day I went to Walmart and I felt I was fine. Like it was literally fine.
These are my people.
I carried around my 1 year old for literally 2 hours.
Yeah.
So like if she looked haggard.
You were at Walmart 2 hours?
I was running errands, but basically, yes, it was pretty much at Walmart for 2 hours because I had to stroll Ivy in the cart. Her foot hurt. And then I was carrying, and it was just like very difficult. Yeah. It was a very difficult time. Then I ran into mom, and mom's like, hey, like she's looking so peppy and happy. And I'm over here like, I could have used you, honestly. Like, I don't know. She's like, oh, come over here and talk to me. And I was like, no. I've got to get out of a store. I'm going to cry when I get in the car. So
what were you getting? Just like groceries?
Well, I needed to get groceries. And honestly, I didn't even get what I needed because it was
It never works out like that.
I mean, I
You're
got,
so distracted.
Honestly, I came home with yogurt, applesauce, and I think that was about it. Just a lot of dairy products. Oh, and iced coffee.
Have you seen not to like...
Oh, but I still spent $200.
No,
sorry.
If I get out of there under $200, I'm like, wow.
But also, you're like, I know I didn't get everything I needed.
Oh, no. Yesterday, I think I spent like $180, and I was like...
What's missing?
Everything.
Yeah.
The whole car.
Like, all you have is sun drop.
Yeah. I didn't buy any sun drop.
Wow.
Because I had some in my car already.
Oh, okay.
I did buy some Dr. Peppers.
You were fully stocked.
I did buy some little Dr. Peppers. But have you seen this debate? Not to, like, segue off of Walmart and you being a crackhead.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw this video, and it was talking about eggs. And it was basically, like, the comments were so wild of people being, like, this debate of, like, are eggs dairy? Have you seen this?
I haven't seen it.
Are eggs dairy?
Well, it kind of, I would always.
I know what they are. I'm asking you what you think they are.
I would assume that they were, but this is why I think that they're not.
Okay.
Because Noah is allergic to eggs.
Uh-huh.
But Noah is not allergic to yogurt, milk, cheese, or anything else.
Okay.
It's poultry. No?
Yeah. So, like, why would you say that eggs are dairy?
I guess because that's kind of, like, the whole consensus.
Because
whenever you go shopping on Walmart, do they put it in the dairy section on your online shopping?
I don't know. I don't online shop.
Okay, I want to say they do.
Okay, well, so what do eggs, like, what'd you say, milk, cheese, what else did you say?
Well, I said that Noah is allergic to eggs.
But she can have
milk, yogurt, cheese. But
cheese. What does milk, yogurt, and cheese all have in common?
Cow.
Yeah.
And that's a chicken.
Eggs are not dairy. And so I saw this whole video of this lady. She made up a whole song. And I can't think of how it goes now. But she was like, essentially, chickens, you can't milk a chicken.
You can't.
And it's not dairy.
Yeah, it's not.
Why do we all collectively think that eggs are dairy?
I don't know.
Because I'm with you. I had to think. When she said that, I was like, wow.
You had to think about it for a second.
Why am I such an idiot?
The only reason why I only had to think about it a half a second less was because of knowing that she's allergic to eggs.
Yeah.
But also, with that being said,
why are we trained to think that eggs are dairy?
She's not allergic to chicken. She's only allergic to eggs.
Does she eat chicken?
She will.
Interesting.
Just little, like, baby bites.
So weird.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think eggs...
They say they'll grow out of it.
Is that what they say?
That's what... They said that it's a possibility that she could, but that she was highly allergic.
I just wondered if you had seen that whole debate, because...
You know what? I haven't really had the time...
Yeah.
To watch not one video. I watched a video this morning. I sent it to the group chat. And you know what? That was the third video that I think I've watched in 7 days.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like so in the weeds.
All my content is Taylor Swift content.
Yeah, I'm not even looking at content. I'm feeling so like out of the loop of the world because I'm
It's
just
okay.
so underwater.
That's good. It's good to be out of loop with the world because.
Yeah, the only thing that I've really like heard anything is from the toast.
I'm not even caught up on the toast.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm caught up.
I'm not caught up.
Because
Okay.
when I'm working, I can have something kind of like
Yes.
I'm working a lot. Yesterday I finally
That's
did.
good.
No, it's good. It's the problem is that you cannot work full time and be a full time stay at home mom.
No.
You're one or the other.
Yeah.
And last week I was not a mother at all, basically. Like my kids were just like in this house. And I was just staring at my computer for days. And so then finally yesterday, I said, we're getting out of the
Yeah.
house. And, but then you're in this other end, and you're like, I have all this work to do.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a
I'm
very large
sorry.
struggle. No, it's
Yeah.
okay. I mean, I don't want it to feel like I'm not thankful. Like I'm
Thankful, grateful, blessed.
yes, it's
Yeah.
just like I'm kind of to a place where. This is not part time. This is not a part time
Yeah,
gig.
right.
I'm not a part time girly. So I need a nanny.
You need a
But I
nanny.
don't want a nanny because I want to take care of my kids and I want to raise my kids.
Yeah.
And like that's almost the whole
And
point.
that's America.
Yeah.
Welcome to America.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry about
No,
that.
it's okay.
Speaking of podcasts, we're talking about the toast.
Yeah.
Okay. So I had to tell you something that Jake said the other day.
Okay.
Because I was asking him,
About us?
I mean, kind of, but not
Okay,
really.
I'm
No,
nervous.
it's not bad.
It's
Sorry
okay.
to
I know.
confuse
It's
you.
okay.
So, okay, essentially, I was like, did you listen to this week's episode?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I haven't had time. And I was like, oh, okay. He was like, I've just been really busy. I just don't have time to listen to podcasts, but I will. And I was like,
Yeah.
okay. Next day.
Yeah.
The next day.
The next day.
Yeah. He had went, I was at the racetrack. He went to Adeline's ball game,
Okay.
gets back to the racetrack, and he says to me about a podcast he was listening to
Nuh-uh.
while he was
No.
on the way to Adeline's
Oh
game.
my
And he was just
gosh.
casually like, I want to tell you about what they said. And I was
Yeah.
like, did you listen to my podcast? And he was like,
I haven't had time.
I haven't had time. I was like, oh, what about listening to your wife's podcast before you listening to this goon's podcast over here?
Yeah,
And give me your
funny.
hot take on it. And then I said,
Because guess
furthermore,
what? I
what?
don't care.
No, I know. And I was like, furthermore, have you ever listened to our podcast? No.
Annabeth.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, well, I listen to your podcast every day when you're on the phone
But
with each
that's not
other. That's
true.
not true.
Because it is the same, but it's
Because
different.
now I'm finding myself repeating myself. And I'm like, if you would have listened to the podcast, we wouldn't have to be having this conversation because I already covered it.
Yes, exactly.
Already covered it on the pod. And you could have just listened to it and you would already known this. But you didn't. It's hard.
I cannot believe he's never listened to an ep.
The only episode he's ever listened to was the first one that we didn't even end up putting out because we looked at it together. And it was mediocre at best.
At best, the sound was terrible.
So it's
It
kind of.
was literally the first rodeo,
Yeah.
and great things take time.
Great things take
We've
time.
already covered
And
that in 28 at a glance.
in 28
And
at
I just feel so unsupported.
I know.
And you know what? If Caleb and Jake had a podcast, I would listen.
I would.
I would be their number one supporter.
100%.
By the way, I think Caleb is one of our number one supporters. He always
Yes.
he comments on the Spotify's.
Comments.
He
And also, I have a bone to pick with all of y'all, honestly.
Okay, yeah.
Because if you're, I know you're watching the stories, and I know that you're watching the reels because they've got views.
Yeah.
Why don't you just double tap, baby? Yes. What if you just...
Oh, yeah. And also, and then from my perspective on TikTok, I can literally see that you saw it.
Yeah.
No. I can literally see that you saw it.
Like, individually, like you.
Yeah.
I saw that
happen. And you literally did nothing about it. And I just think that that's so rude and so nosy. And that's giving Alexander County. But like...
It's giving Taylorsville tea.
It's
honestly.
Like, yeah. I mean, hashtag Taylorsville
but
tea.
But just double tap, even if you don't like it.
Yeah.
It's not about you.
It's not.
It's about us. It's about us right now. Just double tap. Support your local podcast.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? Because they're haters.
Yeah. They just want to watch.
And they're in the room with us.
Yeah. The enemies are in the room with us. The haters are in the room with us. And we literally can physically see.
And we love you so much. And like, no shade, but like, shade. Because just double tap. It's not that serious. Just double tap.
Yeah. Because like, the thing is
I know it's funny.
You're
going
to scroll down to the next video of some random person that you don't even know. And you're going to double tap that video and you're going to comment.
Uh-huh.
And make that make sense.
Make it make sense. Even if you commented and were like, this is terrible. Okay. Comment.
Yeah.
Like, subscribe, share, rate, review.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Exactly.
Anyway, that's all.
Everything for me right now is definitely coming up. Because like I just said, I have a full-time career.
Career.
Right now. Mm-hmm. I'm a career girly.
You're a businesswoman.
Yeah, as a photographer. Mm-hmm. And I will say, like, I have been slack on posting and stuff like that. So I kind of don't think about, like, who's seeing that, which by the way, I finally, all these years later, I finally have went over the 1,000 follower threshold. I think I'm at like 1,007.
Good job.
Finally.
Good.
I've been working for it for a while, but like the problem is I would probably have gotten there a lot faster if I would just post my work.
I mean, you just posted?
Like, what if I just posted?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm really bad at that part of the posting part.
Yeah.
Anyways, all that to say is that I kind of don't think about like who's really looking at my work and those sorts of things. And so I shot at a venue this weekend. I had a wedding this weekend and I shot at a venue. It was lovely.
In Taylorsville. Actually,
it was in Hennigh. And like me and my associate shooter, we were just like, we're so proud to see something like this, kind of like with a Flourish Greenhouse. Like it's so, such a proud moment to see like beautiful things like that be in our area. And so anyways, and it was just ran so well, everything about it. I cannot say more good things. I think that you should book this venue, the Emerald Hill.
Shout out Emerald Hill.
Yeah.
It's really pretty. I've been there
before. It's so beautiful. Book it. Like they just are running it so well. Anyways, I go in there. I never met the owner. And I go into the thing and I'm like going to ask the coordinator question. And I'm talking really fast right now.
It's okay.
But anyways, she was like, hey, it is so nice to meet you. I'm such a fan. And my brain is thinking pod.
Yeah.
My brain is thinking pod.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. I'm looking at her and I'm kind of like, you are? I think I said it like that. I was like, you are? And she was like, yes, I'm a huge fan. Like, I've been dying to meet you. And I don't know if she said it like that. She might have said it. But she's like, I've just been
in your mind, that's what
she said. She said, I've been so excited to meet you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jenna was there. She can tell. She
in your mind, she said, I'm dying to meet you.
Yeah. She was like, anyways. And I said, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to meet you.
Yeah.
And so, anyways, I was like, but then I also said, what do you mean?
Yeah.
And she was like, your work, it's just so beautiful. Like, I'm such a fan of your work. And so she was talking about my photography business.
Yeah.
Plug, Brian.
Which is great.
Brian Creative Co. Go follow.
Follow.
And so.
Book a sesh.
I was like, thank you so much. Which Jenna was like, my associate shooter. She was like, when we walked away from this conversation, she said, why does every time somebody say that to you? Because she's been there when. I just spit.
Like a big
one. I know. She's been there in other times that like someone said something like
that's
that.
That's so nice.
And she was like, every single time someone says that to you, you are so shocked.
Yeah.
But that particular time I was shocked because I thought she was talking about the pod.
Yeah.
And we can come back to the other part later about why I'm so shocked. But I was like, I don't know. I just like, it's shocking.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at taking a compliment. Really,
really,
really bad. Yeah. And so I'm like, it's shocking to me that someone would think that like you're that I'm good at something. And you know what? I'll cover that in therapy. And
you
that's
should.
Kind of, I really got to heal my inner child on that.
See, I have the opposite problem.
Yeah.
Very much so. And I was talking to my therapist about this yesterday. Literally yesterday.
Yeah.
About living in a world where like I just want people to clap for me.
Yes.
And that's what I talk
so,
about.
Okay, so but that's kind of what's bizarre for me is that I just want people to clap for me in a way. Like in a sense, I kind of want people to be like, yes, good for you. But when they say it and I'm presented with the moment, I feel like
you don't deserve it.
No, I feel like they are not telling me the truth or like, something.
Okay.
I feel like you're just saying it to say it.
Interesting.
If someone's like, oh, like you look really beautiful, or like I really love this outfit or something like that. Instead of me saying like, thank you, like I know this is a bomb outfit because I did think about it and I did actually put thought into this. I'm just going like, oh my gosh, your outfit's so cute too.
Yeah.
I just kind of like follow with a compliment. And anyways, that's never, I want to circle back to what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I leave from that moment.
Okay.
And I can't actually recall. I think it was after this moment.
Okay.
I met the videographer. His name was Chase. He's from Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
And
random.
Yeah. And I don't know why I had to add that in, but
Chase from Myrtle Beach.
What I'm trying to say is I've never met him before.
Okay.
He was a new person I've never met. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of like, we're shooting, we're doing details. And I'm like talking to Jenna. We're like doing our little thing. Mm-hmm. We're like getting the rings, doing the things. And I'm just talking to her like as I'm going. And the podcast gets brought up because what else?
She listened to the podcast?
She hasn't listened to it yet. I sent her the link. She said,
Jenna.
She said, I listen to stuff sometimes. It's the little purple icon. It was like Apple Podcasts. I'll send it to you.
Yes.
So I sent her the link. And so now she has it. And I
Good.
Said, you need to listen to it because Annabeth like literally talked about you on one episode. Well,
yeah.
Mostly. Yeah. How your daughter's better at gymnastics than her daughter.
And she is because she was telling me yesterday that
she's in a new class.
Yeah. No, I know.
She said, I haven't even got to tell Annabeth that we are not even going to be in the same class. And I'm so sad because I can't hang out with her anymore.
I know.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay. We'll have to go to the splash pad.
Humble brag.
We'll go to the splash pad.
Yeah.
One day.
Like,
and,
just,
and her daughter can do gymnastics while our kids just run through the water.
I know. No, I know.
Anyway, so I'm talking to her about it. I'm going to finish the story.
Okay.
And so I tell Chase.
From Myrtle Beach.
By the way, I know we just met, but like, I am a podcast star. Like, I know that you see me here and I'm a photographer, but really, this is an alter ego. I think I did say that. I was like, this is not even the real me. No, I don't think I said that. But like,
please tell me you didn't.
I don't think I said it like that. I was just kind of like, I am a podcast star.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay. And I don't know how, he just kind of was like, information I didn't need to know today,
but thank you
for telling me. Can I see the rings so that I can video them?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. And so basically I was like, Chase, can you tell me like how to edit videos? Because your girl pop is having trouble with my thing.
Yeah.
So we never really got into how to fix the problem. So I don't know.
Busy.
You might see this on YouTube this week and you might not. Last week, give your girl some grace.
It's fine. You could still listen to last week's. Oh, yeah. If you're watching this on YouTube and you're like, why didn't you post last week? It's on Spotify and Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was just a lot of hoops that were just like, it was just.
The hoops were not hooping.
It was not hooping. And I just kind of came to the conclusion, this is not meant to be on YouTube this week. I've done everything that I can. I've maxed out every part of my mind. So this is just going to be what it is.
And that's okay.
But yeah. So basically, I tell him, and
oh my gosh,
what's wrong?
Oh no, we're in a group chat.
Oh okay, and
not a group chat.
He did kind of ask about things that we talk about, and I did say that we did talk about Taylor Swift last week, and one thing about Chase that we love—he
loves Taylor Swift.
He's a Christian.
Okay, and so then y'all debated.
We got to really talking about, well, we didn't debate because he doesn't really know anything about any of it. But I kind of talked about our conversation that we had about, you know, Christians
Christianity, Taylor
and Taylor Swift.
Swift,
Yeah, and all this.
Yeah.
And anyways, we just got into some really good combos. And I'm not even going to really like, it's no one's business. But no we one's did. Business. But it was just nice.
Except for all of you.
It was really nice. It was nice. Yeah. And Jenna was there and we all kind of got in like a full debate about, not a debate. I think we were all on the same team.
Yeah.
And I love being on the same team as people. And it's fun. We can be on opposite teams too.
Yeah.
I don't love it as much, but we can.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And then I told you about the other girl that I had another wedding, humble brag. Two weddings.
Booked and busy.
Two weddings 1 week.
Wow.
And she stopped and was like, I recognize you. Uh-huh. And I'm thinking,
podcast.
Duh.
Like, where you watch the pod.
And then another humble brag. She's like, you used to model for Aquavie. Oh, yeah. I did.
Doing so many things.
I was like, oh, I did before I had my second baby. And then.
You could again. You're busy.
No.
You're done.
I think I'm too old now. I think they're like, she's a mom of two.
I disagree.
Those girls are so young. They're okay. So young.
Okay.
And I'm not.
You're so young.
I am, but like, I'm not their young. They're in their 20s. They're in that 20 decade.
Yeah, but they need, I would argue that you need someone of a mature diversity. Age.
But no, yeah, that makes sense until they put you in the same crop top that the 20-year-old's wearing.
Okay. That's a fair point.
You know, like, yeah. I was wearing the same exact...
As you wear a crop top.
From Aquabee.
Shout out.
I mean, I love them. Yeah. And I love it.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that it is true that, like, I was wearing the exact same thing as the 20-year-old. And the 20-year-old is going to wear it better naturally. They just are.
I don't know why I keep yawning. I'm so sorry.
Or they're going to be more confident in it. Because I'm talking and you're not.
That's not true. I'm just...
You get so tired. Bored when someone else is talking. Like, if it's not about you, you literally can't do it.
That's literally not true.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Anyway, she recognized me from Aquabee, and I did tell her about the podcast.
Yes.
So hopefully, I was like, yeah.
You gotta listen.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I did tell her that I was gonna
like, subscribe, rate, review.
Yeah, and I did tell her that I was gonna talk about our conversation that we had that day, but I don't know if I should. It feels a little too personal. Because I was like, this is something that I'm going to talk about in the pod.
What was it?
It was that she helped me pick out my outfit for Morgan Wallen. And she's like, I remember that day. And y'all, these girls were putting me in the croppiest tops of all. And you know what?
It was Morgan Wallen.
And by the way, I bought it. And by the way, I wore it. And we looked so cute.
We did look so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I still have that top. Like, I'm going to wear it again.
You might. You should.
Where?
Why would you not wear it again?
Where am I going to wear it?
Morgan Wallen part 2.
Your birthday party? Your 29th birthday? It's literally a shirt that's a bra. It's a bra shirt.
Yeah.
And I looked at them and I was like, you guys want me to wear this? And they were like, it looks so good on you. I was like.
And it did.
And I wore it.
And it would again. Today.
Yeah.
If you wore it today.
Yeah.
It looked good.
But the moral of the story is, I wore it. I got pregnant. And now Noah's a year old. And I haven't worn it since. I think out of pure fear.
And that's okay. Of getting pregnant.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that. I love one thing about me is I love not living in fear of getting pregnant.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about this to myself, like having a full-blown narrative in my own head, like yesterday,
mm-hmm.
about how like what a blessing it is.
How freeing.
How freeing.
No, it is.
I don't have any fallopian tubes.
Yeah.
And there's something about that.
People ask me all the time if you're going to have more kids. And I'm like.
Do you tell them?
Yeah. I said, no, baby. She had her whole tubes are gone.
Why do people ask you that?
I think because you're younger than me.
Oh. Rude.
Which I said, by the way, like, normalize, stop asking people if they're going
to
get pregnant.
All right, that's what I was about to say. So people say to me that don't know that I don't have fallopian tubes,
mm-hmm.
Don't even have them. They're not tied. They're not burnt. They don't exist.
Yeah.
Like, the limit does not exist. They're not there.
Yeah.
And so people who don't know that, I get it all the time of like, oh, when are you going to have you another baby? Mm-hmm. When are you going to have even another one?
Yeah.
Ain't it about time?
Probably two, like after I had Noah, they were probably like.
So, and what I love to say to those people, and I know it's wrong. It's wrong. This is a wrong thing to say.
Annabeth.
But
Annabeth.
I'm going to tell you what I say.
What do you say?
I look at those people. So say it to me.
When are you gonna have you another baby?
Actually, I can't have any more kids.
Yeah, and what do they say?
They're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, thank you.
Why don't you say,
I just want to, because I want to throw it back at them. Like, don't
I know,
ask
I
people. I
understand.
want to teach you a lesson. Because you know what? There's women out there who can't have kids or can't have any more kids and they want to have more kids. So stop saying that, Karen. So I'm teaching that person a lesson. And guess what? They'll never do it again. And that's on period.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Exclamation point. I haven't done that in a while.
So yeah, that's what I say. And I hope
Yeah,
they learn.
I understand why you say that.
Unless.
Okay, tell me what I need to be doing because I don't understand what to do about this. This is kind of like completely rogue about the pregnancy thing.
Okay.
But talking about like babies. Okay, literally yesterday, that was my dog. Literally yesterday, oh, she has allergies.
It's the pollen.
Well, I have all the windows open in my
Oh
house and
yeah.
everything's polleny.
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh gosh. Okay. Okay. I go out in public with my kids
Yesterday.
yesterday.
Yep,
I have
yesterday with your
Noah
crack guys.
in a fully pink outfit.
Oh, here we go.
A full pink outfit. She's wearing a pink shirt with pink shorts, pink blankets, pink shoes with little pink hearts on them. But I didn't have a hair bow in her hair because she's not gonna wear it. She's so savage. I'm frightened of this child. And anyways, this lady, and she was older, and maybe she just didn't really, and I felt I couldn't correct her. I couldn't. But it happens often. And they're like, "How old is he?" "He is so cute." And then they start talking to Ivy about her brother. And then Ivy's 4, and she's thinking, "I don't have a brother." And so, but then Ivy doesn't say anything. She's like, "That's weird." And so she just doesn't really say anything. I'm like, "Yeah, she's such a good big sister." And like, I'll just kind of like, "Yeah, she's," but like, then they're like, "He's really gonna be a heartbreaker with those
Oh,
eyes." And I'm like,
geez.
"She's literally dressed in full pink."
We used to get that with Kinley all the time. Kinley didn't have hair until she was three.
Yeah, it could.
We got that all the
I'm
time.
kind of thinking that it's because her hair is so short and like
It
it's giving
is.
that vibe, but like frilly full pink
I
outfit.
know. Kinley has fully been in full pink outfits before and been like, that's the prettiest little boy I've ever seen. And I'm like, yeah, because he's a she. His name is Kinley. And that's why from the time Kinley had a sprout, I was sticking a bow in that name.
Yeah, I know.
Because I
I just
wasn't doing
don't.
it.
Yeah.
Because I will say something.
Yeah.
Like, open
Well,
your eyes,
and
y'all
so
fart.
what did happen was it did leave a fun moment for me and Ivy because then when we got to our table, I was like, "Wasn't it so funny that that lady kept calling her a boy?" And she was like, "Yeah, it was really
And then
funny."
when you throw it on top of, then her name's Noah, I bet that really
Right.
would throw
Well,
people for a loop.
Caleb was like, "What did you tell them that her name was Noah?" And I was like, "I didn't even say her name at
But I'm
all.
saying if you ever
I mean,
like in that
I recognize that
situation.
we did that to ourselves. Like, we had this conversation multiple times before we actually
And
named her
no, I mean
that."
no, I think it's fine. Her name is perfect. But like, yeah,
It confuses people.
people are confused. It's okay.
Yeah.
In 2024, you just don't know.
You
You just
don't.
don't know. Honestly, next time you should just be like, actually, his pronouns are they them. What? That would be so funny.
Yeah,
You should.
I'll let you do that if you're there.
I will.
Yeah, you do it.
No, I will. Okay, one thing about me is this is a conversation I had this weekend. This is an actual conversation I had this weekend.
Okay.
With a child. No, with, I say a child. Like, I don't know how old he was. Maybe 17.
Okay.
I don't know. He could be 20. I have no idea. He's anywhere from 16 to 20. I don't know how old this guy was.
Yeah, and these days you really can't
You
tell.
really can't tell. He was taller than me.
We're basing it off height?
No.
Question mark, question mark.
This isn't even a conversation I had with him. I had it with his dad. Anyway, it doesn't matter who I had it with. This okay. was the conversation that got had.
Okay. Yeah, but also, let's recognize it was with a man.
It was with a man. Boy. A man boy.
Okay.
But it well, I guess it is important that it was the dad because he was talking about the son.
Okay.
And he looks at me and he says to me, well, he just don't have a mean bone in his body. He just don't have a
what
mean
is this?
Bone.
What is
a bug? It's a fly.
Oh my gosh, it scared me.
It's a little
no,
fly.
But it was like, it was had stripes.
It was a horse fly.
It was a tiger fly. I don't know what that was.
It was a fly.
Okay. He looks at you and says, he does not have a mean bone in his body.
He says, he doesn't have a mean bone in his body.
Okay, and then?
And I say to him, well, that's funny because I do. They all are. Every one of them is.
All of your bones are mean?
Well, I think I actually said 90%, which is true. And then I pointed at the race car and I said, and this made me that way. Because the conversation was, because this little baby child was being a douche canoe. We don't have to get into it.
It's okay.
This is, we won't go into the racing tea right
okay,
now.
Okay, okay. Racing tea at a glance.
But I did have to tell a little boy about himself. Mm-hmm. And his daddy. Shout out.
Yeah.
And that's on me.
Well, I would like to say something.
Yeah.
If I can, if you're yeah. not going to yawn. If that's okay.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, the mean bones, like, pointing at the thing. Mm-hmm. I really do feel like that is something that, like, when you're in that scenario, that maybe, yes, that is true. But yeah. I wouldn't say that outside of that scenario that 90% of your bones are mean. And thus, you can process that.
I'll have to process that.
And come back next so we can talk about it.
Yeah.
But I do feel like that is true. And I think that we have talked about that like, it's kind of like
yes.
you kind of go into that situation in like kind of this armor.
You have, yeah.
And that like when you leave there in your minivan, you kind of can take that off.
Yeah.
And kind of like come back to, you know.
Yeah.
I would never say 90% of the bones in your body are mean. But I would say in that scenario,
yeah.
there in that place.
Yeah.
Wherever that place is,
mm-hmm.
I could see how you could feel that way.
Yeah.
Anyways, also, you could have just been saying that in the moment of how you feel.
In the moment?
In the moment of that conversation. Anyway, so what was his response? You don't remember. You blacked out.
I blacked out.
Once you said that 90% of the bones in your body were mean, and you pointed at the race car... No recollection of what happened.
I blacked out. And I don't know what he said.
You really don't?
No.
And honestly, adds up.
Yes.
You were probably yawning.
I was tired. The moral of the whole story is the point I was trying to make was like, with what I was saying.
Uh-huh.
Is, sir, we have different life experience.
And I have more than him.
And I have more life experience than him because he's just was born. He's an infant.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, my four-year-old, all her bones are nice too.
Yeah.
Okay? But you put some miles on them bones.
Yeah.
And they get a little different.
Mm-hmm. A little hardened.
And so if I have to be the one to let your crusty, dusty, musty son know, you know, then I'll be the one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get one or two of them mean. Because don't tell me you don't have a mean bone in your body.
Mm-hmm. And act, the
and
way
act
that
crusty,
act.
Dusty, musty.
Yeah.
Not to me.
Yeah.
Not to me. And then I talked to my therapist about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And what did your therapist say? Oh, yeah. She agreed with you.
Well, before...
And we don't have to get into the whole thing because that's no one's business.
It's nobody's business. But, you know, she said that I handled it the best way I could have.
Yeah.
And I agree. Nobody died. Nobody went to jail.
No. No one's getting sued.
That's on growth. And we shook hands and parted ways because I'm an adult.
Yeah. You're 28 and three quarters.
I'm going to be 29 in like 2 days.
Yeah.
3 days?
2 days.
What day is it?
No, 3 days.
3 days.
I think we're going to celebrate in 2 days.
So I don't think we're celebrating. Yeah, we're busy. Bentley's got a ball tournament.
Did Jake not talk to you about Thursday?
Yeah, but Bentley has ball practice.
Okay, who's taking Bentley to ball practice?
Well, we would be.
Oh, yeah. What time is practice?
5.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
We are celebrating.
I mean, it might be like next week because okay. We're very busy.
Okay.
Yeah. We're celebrating right now.
This is a celebration.
This is a celebration.
Should have got a cake.
Happy birthday.
No, I feel like that's the tea.
I feel like that's the tea. 28 at a glance. You're a podcast superstar.
Yeah.
As we knew already.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the tea.
That's the tea. This was fun.
This was fun.
We had zero plans walking into today. Mm-mm. We usually have a few notes and we were like.
No notes.
No notes. And just wing it. Yeah, we did.
We winged it.
Mm-hmm. Feel good about it.
Yeah.
Hopefully this will be up on YouTube this week. If it is, go check it out. Please, if it's on YouTube, please watch it because it literally drained my entire soul to get it there. So it would really be appreciative.
Yeah.
To like, subscribe, share, rate, follow.
Review.
Yeah.
I mean, if Taylor Swift can sell like 2 million copies in the first week, then you can just like.
Mm-hmm.
Us on YouTube.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy anything. Just click a button.
By the way, talking about threads that we hang on that you said last week that there was a thread that you hung on.
Yeah.
The thread in which you hang.
Yeah.
I have one.
Okay.
About Taylor.
Okay.
Not to make it about Taylor. But
it's all about Taylor.
Yeah. Okay. So, and you probably already know this, but just something that I will tell people whenever they will like talk about her music or something and be like,
yeah.
People specifically that are like not a fan,
mm-hmm.
that she's a billionaire. She just became a billionaire.
Just became a billionaire.
And there are other musicians on the billionaire list that have been being billionaires, but it's because with the money that they earned being musicians, they branded out. They did clothing lines, they did makeup, they did whatever.
Produced
something.
Yeah.
And she is solely a billionaire. For being a musician, mm-hmm. alone.
Yeah.
The only one.
Yeah.
On the list.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on that.
She's an icon.
Yeah. She probably, you know, if it for her was about becoming a billionaire and becoming, you know, super rich, that she would have branded out something because she could have.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we would have bought what she was selling.
Absolutely, we would.
But she didn't.
She didn't.
So that's all about that.
I love that for her.
Yeah.
She's so giving.
So giving.
Yeah, and still became a billionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's about the art.
It's about the art for her and for us.
And you know, just like she says, there'll be no further explanation. There'll only be reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And she stood by that.
Yeah.
She lives by that. And as do I.
Mm-hmm.
And me too. Speaking of that, really quickly, I was thinking about this the other day. What is your favorite Taylor Swift song?
Like of all time?
Of all time.
That is a loaded question.
No, I know.
But I will say the other day I was talking to Caleb's dad because he asked me what the significance of the 1989 album was.
Mm-hmm.
And this is probably a theory that everyone has. But like, I have a theory about the album.
Okay.
And because that was like her first like real life pop album.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, you know, her very first album was Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
It was almost like she was naming it Taylor Swift. Cause it was like the year of Taylor.
Yeah.
Because it was like a rebirth for her.
Rebirth.
And that is how I described it to Brad.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he was like, what's so great about it? And I'm like, I'm so glad you asked.
Let me tell you, I have some thoughts. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that led down a whole rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I'm like, have you heard the new album? He was like, I have no idea. He's like, what are all the other ones? He had no idea
Wow.
about Midnight, which we didn't even bring up Midnight. Last week, whenever we said that she had written Evermore and Folklore, we totally left out Midnights.
Yeah. Midnights was good.
It was good. But I don't know what my one favorite one is.
Okay, let me ask you a different question.
Okay. That's a lot of songs.
Okay. At this time in your life, at 32 years old.
Right now.
Are you 32 or 33?
I'm 32.
And
three quarters.
I keep knowing you're about to turn 33 because you and Jake are both going to be 33.
Yeah.
Okay, so at 32 years old, at this point in your life, if you had to pick one song to like sum up your life or your feelings in this time of your life, what would it be?
Annabeth, I'm going to have to pray about that. That is a, that's a lot of songs.
You can't think of one?
I mean, oh my gosh. Kinley has dressed up Macy. Please come in the shot.
She looks so pretty though. Wow.
Wow. She's modeling. She's cute. Like, okay.
You look great, honey. Okay, go lay down.
Okay, good night.
Podcasting.
No, honestly, that there's so many songs that I can't even like pin down like one, just one.
Wow. See, the problem I have is like there's multiple ones that would fit. But if I
that's what I'm saying. It's like there's
so what are two?
I'm saying there's so many songs.
What are three?
I feel like
off the top of your head.
Well, the newest album is coming to my mind because that's kind of all we've been talking about and like listening to the most.
None of mine would be off the newest album.
No, but like that's what I'm saying. It's like that's what's coming to my mind, but it's fogging everything else down. And you really sprung this on me, and I'm gonna have to come
I'm
back.
Sorry.
Because I mean, that's decades of
was
music.
That too aggressive?
It was.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's like, I mean, that's decades of music for me to pinpoint down one that resonates the most with me right this second.
Wow, okay.
But you've already thought about it.
I thought
so
about
you
it.
Know. So now I'm going to have to think about it for a week.
Okay.
But yeah.
You want to know mine?
Yeah. Yeah, because you were going to make it about you anyway. So.
No, it's making it about me. But actually, I didn't say this about myself. Jake heard it in the car the other day when we were traveling to and from Greensboro for the hippity hoppity travel basketball extravaganza.
Yours is going to be from Reputation.
No.
Okay.
Jake heard the song, and I already thought this in my head.
Okay.
He listened to it quietly.
Okay.
Like, it was just on the radio. We weren't talking. Or not on the radio. It was on, like, it came on Spotify or whatever.
Okay.
And we were quietly listening to it. And he looked at me, and he was like, this song is, like, very spot on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, I know.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have any guesses?
It's not from Reputation.
Not from Reputation.
Okay. What album is it from?
I don't know if it's on Evermore or Folklore.
I'm not going to know.
It's on one of those two. Mad Woman. Do you know that song?
I don't think I could sing that song right now.
I know. What a shame.
Those are my least listened to albums.
But I think you really need to like
tap into
very
those.
Very good.
I know. I need to tap into those.
They were also
way
my
more
least listened to. But like
yes.
if you really tap into them, they are like.
I know.
It's very much Tortured Poets Department. Though.
Yes.
So if you like the Tortured Poets Department.
And like, I've listened to them, you know what I'm saying? But I haven't, like, listened to them. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, let me give you some context.
Okay.
For this.
This will be our last
You've definitely heard it because I've sent it to you before. During, you know. Listen. The year
Is that what I sent?
Yeah. During the year of 28, I've definitely sent this to you before.
Okay. Oh, probably, yeah.
Okay. We're just going to start at the beginning.
I know that you've sent this to me before.
I know.
Can you just play the song?
It's not going to pick up.
I know, but like I want to hear the
melody
of the
song.
Okay.
Yeah. Not to make this all about Taylor Swift, but... Oh, it's the last song on my searches. Let me see what moment's on.
Okay. Yeah, I've got to get back into these albums. Yes. Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So good. What? Let me. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll just quickly say my favorite line.
Okay.
Because you asked.
Okay.
You didn't. This is the part when this played, Jake was like, wow.
Okay.
And I'm like, she's a genius. Like, Jake's appreciating her more and more.
Mm-hmm.
He's really tired of me listening to the new album. He's getting tired of these same songs.
Yeah.
Okay. Where did it go? Oh, yeah. Okay. Every time you call me crazy, I get more crazy. What about that? And when you say I seem angry, I get more angry. And there's nothing like a mad woman. What a shame she went mad. There's no one likes a mad woman. You made her like that. And Jake was like,
yeah.
But like in a manly way.
Yeah.
Yes. And he was like, so she wrote this about you. And I was like, I don't know.
Wow.
But like, anyway, the moral of the story is, if I had to sum up, to bring it all back to 28 at a glance,
mm-hmm.
that would have been the theme song. So you pray about that.
I'm praying about it.
And we'll figure it out.
I'll come back. I'll come back next week. And yeah, you really
should. And also leave a comment. What is the one Taylor Swift song that just sums up your life in this moment where you're at?
Because
I want to know. And I want to listen to them all. I've heard them all. But I
want to get to know you better.
I want to think about.
No.
What?
So we want to get to know you better. We're doing a call to action here. But like, also, if you don't want to do that, just double tap.
Just double tap and move on. Like,
but if you are invested, drop a comment.
Drop a comment. Because I want to know.
Okay.
Because what I want to do is I want to think of you.
When you hear the song.
And I want to listen to the song and be like, wow.
You're so right.
Well, not even like if I don't
know. Oh, what? Like that can. That,
I might not even know you.
Yes.
But I want to like think of you, listen to the song, and then I know you.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you just listen to Mad Woman and you think of me, like now you know me. And now you know 28 at a glance just by listening to that song.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait to hear yours.
Yeah. I'll figure that out.
Okay, that's the
tea. That's the tea. We gotta go. I gotta go get Audrey from school.
Okay.
And this has been so fun.
So fun.
And we'll see you next week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.